all of these young adults, they don't understand why their self-esteem is fucking diminishing. Well, you said they can't talk to a woman, they can't hold eye contact. They have this unhealthy perception of women that's completely unrealistic, especially when it comes to satisfying partners or whatever. In literally every scenario
right.
of life, it all starts with this. That's the reality. So what are we going to touch up on first?
On that concept of false perception, I can speak on my personal story. I want to say gladly share, but I can openly share that that has been a problem with me since day one. I have sexualized women. I'm here to say this to the community and to you guys because I think it's important to let people know that this is not just something that we just say. This is something that has personally happened to us and probably to you guys. Maybe right. not everyone here. I don't think everyone had that same problem that I do. But I look at a woman.
At some point,
I don't
yes.
necessarily look at her as a toy. That's the analogy you like to put. I've never seen a woman as a toy, but when I see her, I think of sexual desires. And I never really contemplated where this came from because I was raised in such a respectful... Like my mom, our mom taught us nothing but manners and treating women with nothing but utmost respect. Right. But something in my thoughts always was dark. Here I am. I can gladly share. That was this fucking shit that we're talking about.
Right.
That fucking thing on your phone that just takes two buttons to click.
And then all of a sudden, it leads to you being on there for an hour or 2 hours, just trying to find that perfect video.
I've never personally.
And all of a sudden,
tell me.
I'm saying from experience, like you're trying to find the right video. You're an hour in, you've wasted so much time. Like
crazy.
The sun's going down, and you're just sitting in your room feeling shameful after you nutted all over your fucking sheets. It's like. At that point, it's like an addiction. Like, I used to, like, during quarantine, remember, like, when we were all locked up in our house, I was a two-a-dare, not gonna lie, you know what I mean? Wake up, do it. Before I go to sleep, do it. Maybe even three times a day. Like, it's just, like, at that point, like, we're innocent, but we don't think it's, like, a bad thing.
I want to ask you, you said you'd take an hour. Seriously, how does that work? Because I've never experienced that situation. It's like, what do you mean looking for the perfect video? Like,
when you're on Pornhub... You're literally just looking for the right video to get off on.
It takes an hour?
It takes... Yeah, people are just on there to watch porn. I used to be that type of guy to just be on there just to watch it because I'm bored.
Oh, fuck.
It's deeper than that. I don't do that.
That's what I'm saying. You want to feel good watching that video that turns you on fully, right? So that's one video. That's just one video a day. Then the second one. And then the third one.
We have to understand, like,
the chain reaction.
The websites like Pornhub or, like, the other websites, they want us on there for hours. They want us to waste our time. They want to castrate us. They want us to, like, they want us to not be strong men anymore. That's what I truly believe. Like, they just really want us to...
Well, they want to make money.
They want to make money. They want us to be weak. They want us to be pussies, right? Maybe that's why there's a lot of feminine guys, too. It's not just because of the plastics and estrogenics, but it's also just because of porn and how it's like you're constantly depleted of your seed. How can you act like a man when your fucking balls are all fucking... There's no semen in there.
Yeah. So, for starters, that should be the number one thing. The porn industry is a business. And just like any other feels like a successful business, they don't give a fuck about you. And that's the reality. And they don't give a fuck really about the actors either. There are so many cases where a lot of these porn actors have been sexually trafficked and whatever. I mean, I'm not even going to go into... We're going to touch up on later on how everything you're fucking listening to or watching is fake in the first place.
I don't fucking touch you now.
I'll get into it. Like, but the point is exactly what Fricker said. The industry literally wants you to be addicted. It's the same thing with a bunch of these food fucking... These sugary-ass cereals. They don't give a fuck about your health. They only care about the green that they see. And nothing else. Your health or what you're fucking addicted to is what's bringing in their fucking money so that they can feed their families and do whatever fucking fuck all for with their shit. Right. So anything where the industry doesn't care for you. We'll cut that out. Anything where the industry doesn't care for your health, you need to steer clear from immediately because there's so many studies as to why it's fucking a cancer or whatever else it might be. There's also marketing techniques behind this shit, too. There's podcasts. I need to go check out what that is. I'm sorry. So the industry not even caring about your health is just one thing. Let's go on to the next one. Perception on women. How it's unhealthy.
Yeah. So we're all, like, when we're in, like, teenager years, we're all awkward and stuff like that, especially watching porn. We're even more awkward. It lowers our self-esteem. We look at girls like a toy, like what I would say.
Objects.
We use them just to, like, get off. of. We don't really know how to talk to them. We don't know that they're not actually like that in the porn videos. Right. They're not actually, it's all fake. All those porn videos are just fake. It's not real. When you, like...
Dude, we watched that video of that guy.
What?
What are women, then?
What?
Like, what should they be? I think it's porn.
There should be feminine.
Yes, but like you say, like we perceive them as objects. What's the real... What should
Look,
we perceive?
Look, they should be your partners. Somebody that you love. Somebody that you spend your time with, right?
They're,
somebody
that... Treat them like a human.
Exactly. Like a human. Not somebody to just use... Not just you using the girl, but the girl using you as well to get the pleasure out of themselves, I guess I would say.
Yeah, that they're not, like what he said, he compared them to objects. What they actually are fucking humans, okay? They're not something you just get off to and fuck all, you don't care about anything else. That's the perception that porn actually portrays right. you against, because that's all you're fucking used to. You're 16 years old, your brain's not developed, you don't know what you're getting into. So what you see is you just see that you enjoy all these, this fucking ass and all this other shit that's just getting you off so much. You don't actually think as to why it's a bad thing. You just think of it as an object and something that helps you get off.
And I'll tell, I won't mention the names, but I was friends with a guy. I still know him till this day. He thought that whatever he saw in porn, that's what turned girls on. And they were like, I would say very dark, right? Like say flashing or even the fact that like he was hard and stuff that he would, think that girls really like that because that's just what he saw in pornography. And that's not just that one guy. There's so many people around the world where when they see something, they take that as an influence, thinking that that's just what turns girls on, or a girl thinking that's what just turns the guy on. And it's sad. It's dirty.
You know what really pisses me off too? It has to do with porn too. When you hear rap, modern day rap, they're talking about girls.
Yeah.
Even on there, that pretty much is porn in itself, them speaking, oh, she's sucking my dick, oh, like, she's twerking on me, oh, like, these guys are just fucking using these girls as toys, and then a 16-year-old in a suburban high school is listening to that in his ears, he's white as fuck, like, and he doesn't even know how to talk to a girl at that point, that shit is right next to his brain, so no wonder he thinks of girls like that, no wonder he disrespects girls, no wonder he doesn't even know how to be charming. Or anything like that.
Right.
This is literally the danger of it. Like, even with the music, like I mentioned, these rappers, these things that you listen to, the things that you consume, they really affect how you see the world, how you see women. And, yeah.
Right, and not just listening, but watching the videos too. I mean, 6ix9ine, the rapper, when he releases the music videos, like, the content that he produces is girls are literally fucking... pouring milk on their heads and stuff and swimming in a pool of milk and twerking and shit like that. It's all dirty stuff. That's just what it is.
And the thing is too, it's like I'm gonna read what I wrote down. When you watch dirtier porn, the reason that you do is because you don't get as excited as you did from the last time you watched it. So you try to find more fetish, more darker videos to get you more excited because your dopamine dropped below the baseline. So you need more hardcore fetishes to get off. Mm-hmm. So as you go down the porn rabbit hole, thankfully I'm not I wasn't the person who find those like hardcore fetishes. But it's like the more you watch porn, the darker that you'll go down the path of finding things that you get off on.
Exactly, because your dopamine goes up when you jerk off to one video, right? That and then your dopamine went up. Then you find another video that. Raises your dopamine even more. And then another one and another one. That's why people start with softcore porns. Then they go to hardcore porn. And if you actually understand, there's such brutal stuff on pornography. Like very bad stuff that is rape. Five guys on one girl or like Team Bane, whatever. That kind of stuff. That's true. Yeah. That's the kind of stuff that people get turned on by. Not just watching it. Get turned on. That's what they like. Now, going out in the real world and trying to recreate something like that, that's going to lead down to hell. Literal hell.
Yeah.
What do you think that does for you? Like, let's say you're into that fucking rape or that gangbanging shit. What do you think that's going to do to your mind when you see a girl on the street that you think is attractive?
Dude,
what is your first instinct going to go to?
Go back to history, right? Ted Bundy, even. Just that guy.
Yep.
Like, what he's done.
Yep.
Everything started from pornography, not even videos. magazine, because back then there was no pornography. So all he had to do was look at magazines and stuff. That's where it came from. We have videos now. Can you imagine how much more powerful
and easy access too?
Easy access. Oh, that's even more. Yeah. Like kids, 5 years old, even
the iPad. The sticky iPad kids have like such easy access to.
Yeah, dude. When I did judo, there was kids that were like 10, 8. They were literally talking about this stuff. It was mind-blowing to me because the first time I was introduced to it, I was like 16 or something, or like 15, 16, something like that. And them being like 8, 10, they don't even know what they're doing, and they're watching it. They don't understand what they're trying, what they're seeing, but they know that, I don't know, it brings them, I don't know what it is.
But it's literally one of the most notorious.
Like, it's dopamine.
Yeah, one of the most notorious fucking serial killers, and that's what it did to them. Imagine what it's going to do to a young person.
And that's why there is rape. That's why there is things like that, because they don't, like, in order, like, they go down that big dark rabbit hole of the fetishes. They think it's normal. Okay, this girl wants me to rape her.
Right.
And all of a sudden, there's, like, all these attacks, all these guys who don't know how to control themselves.
Exactly.
It's scary. It's actually so scary.
And then some people use that as an excuse. They're like, oh, this is just my urge. I need to get it off somehow. So they just do it. They think it's normal. Yeah. Some people even say, oh, yeah, well, I work out so much. I'm a gym rat. I have high testosterone. Somehow I have to get it out. Like, that's some psychopath mindset.
It's a psychopath.